Joseph is calling from Philpott, Kentucky. Joseph, this is your first time calling, right?
Yes, sir, it sure is.
Welcome aboard. Where is Philpott, Kentucky?
Well, Philpott is located just outside of Owensboro.
Oh, okay. You're over in the western part of the state.
Yes, sir.
Is it named Philpott for the obvious reason? Somebody said, go fill this pot. And, a lot of small towns get their names, and to outsiders, they look like, oh, man, where'd that name come from? And it usually just comes from some little incident like that. Like, why is a little creek called the Snake Creek? Well, it's because when somebody found it, it was full of snakes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Okay, never mind. Never mind, Joseph. Now, why you really called?
Yes, I had a friend of mine call me, and he said that you were talking about the draft tonight and
right.
about President Bush and some of the events that have transpired. And he said that he really wished that I would call and speak with you about it.
Okay.
And I've been listening to your show here, and I am a Bush supporter.
Uh-oh.
And
why?
I served in the service.
No.
For five years.
That's okay. Why are you a Bush supporter?
Well, I remember.
Because serving in the military, let me interrupt, serving in the military for 5 years would, to me, make good sense to be a good reason to be somebody who despised Bush and do anything to get him out of office, since Bush has utterly no respect for the military or military families or military dependents. And that's a matter of record. That's not a matter of opinion. He does everything he can to destroy support systems for veterans once they get out of the service and to shortchange military personnel while they are active duty. You know he tried to take away their hazard duty pay. He tried to take away extra pay that goes to military defendants. This is just in the past 6 months until he was found out. So the fact that you served in the military for 5 years would lead me to believe that you would do anything you could that was legal to get this man out of office, since he totally disrespects the U.S. military, and he was a deserter.
Well, I'll tell you, probably you've mentioned several points there that are probably legitimate.
Well, not probably, sir. No qualifier. Right. They are absolutely legitimate.
And to top it off, I have a college degree, and I've been unemployed and not been able to get a professional job for the past 3 years.
But that's because of George Bush's economic policies. And you're saying you're ex-military, you're an
right.
unemployed, college-educated professional. You've given me two prime examples of how George W. Bush would be your worst enemy, politically speaking. And,
well,
and yet you say you're a Bush supporter?
Yes.
Why?
I remember September 11th. And as I have mentioned, I have a college degree, and I've studied history. And I know that conquering Iraq was not...
Now, wait a second. You're making it very difficult for me. What did Iraq have to do with 9/11? Nothing. Even Bush himself has said that Saddam Hussein, not more than... You're starting to shake my confidence in,
right.
in people who call this program, Joseph, and say they're Bush supporters. You're really starting to make me think that you might be marginally insane. And I don't know if you're crazy. I don't know if you're on drugs. I don't know if you're drunk. But everything you have said so far makes no sense whatsoever. Even the too stupid to be president himself has come out and said that Saddam had nothing to do with the attack on this country. So
right.
where were you going with that?
Well, I'm saying that the war that we are currently in, although even if it is not because of September 11th.
Even if it's not?
I still believe that I have faith in President Bush and our country.
But he said there's no linkage between Iraq and 9/11. What is it that you have faith in regarding that, Joseph?
Well, first of all, he comes from a great state. He comes from Texas, and you can't, that's a plus.
Oh, okay. You're putting me on. You're putting me on, Joseph.
Texas is a great state.
This is a fun. Let's do a fun number on Mike phone call. Man, you had me going.
And I don't have the same opinion of him that you do. I think that he is a good leader.
Oh wait, what has he led?
He's led our country
into chaos.
I think that we were in chaos long before he
actually. Oh, Jesus! The 8 years of Clinton, when not a single U.S. soldier died as a result of an order from Bill Clinton, when we had the longest economic expansion in the history of this republic, 8 years of peace and prosperity, record stock market highs, black ink where it concerns the federal budget, a massive savings, paying down the debt, and George Bush comes into office and turns every single one of those things into the dirt, and you say he's a good leader? To what? What has he led us to? Well, that's right. He's from Texas.
Well, I'm sure that several leaders have had the same people look at them.
Oh, Joseph.
Look at Winston Churchill.
What's he done? Please don't say George Bush and Winston Churchill's name in the same sentence. That's sacrilege. Let me ask you something, Joe. Let's take it from the ridiculous to some other level. What has the Bush policies done specifically for you and your family?
Just because he hasn't done nothing.
No. Wait. Don't. I'll tell you what. Let me put you on hold. We'll take a break and give you a chance to think about it here. Here's the question, Joe, and I'd love to hear your answer. I really would. And I'll give you all the time you need to answer. What specifically has George Bush's policies done for you or your family? Okay? Hold on. We'll come right back to you, Joe.
I come from Texas. Texas. Texas, 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 Texas.
The new Prime Minister of India is, mass destruction. Mass destruction. Mass destruction. Mass destruction.
We've had no evidence that Saddam Hussein was involved with September the 11th.
Now, I would assume Joseph heard that. That's right out of Too Stupid to Be President's pie hole. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Joe in Philpott, Kentucky, who says he's an unemployed military veteran. And Joe says he's a Bush supporter because Bush is from Texas. And Joe says Bush is a great leader because of what happened on 9/11. Joe, you've had a few minutes to think about it now. Tell me one thing, if you would, that Bush has done that has benefited you, your family, or, as a matter of fact, anyone you know.
You know, I really thought about that, and I think it's a good question. And I think the very nature of that question...
You're not going to answer.
I am. I am going to answer.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Is what have they done for me? And I think that is that's a big thing. And I think as a nation, we should all ask, how can we all serve better? And what can we give to our country?
Okay, Joe, this is you're putting me on. I know you are. I guess this is fun. I'll play a little bit longer with you if you want.
Okay.
I get the sense that you cannot or will not answer my specific question. What has the Bush crime family done for you, directly or indirectly, or anyone you know?
I hadn't finished. I did have an answer for you.
Oh, okay.
I originally called.
And that's not the answer. Look, we'll get on with the rest of your conversation, but tell me what Bush has done for you.
I really believe that during the time of our nation's crisis,
he showed
the leadership to pull us through.
He was hiding. He was ducking. He was hiding underground. He disappeared. What are you talking about? Joe, I understand now. You live in a parallel universe, and somebody opened the door, and you flipped over here into this universe, and you're just having fun at these dimensional creatures' expense. And I'm one. See, our dimension here.
I really believe that.
Wait. Our dimension is based on actually three: time. Time and space. What else, Kathy? Breadth, width, depth, and time. Yours, on the other hand, must be just, I don't know, time? In your dimension, does everything happen at once, or do you all have, like, clocks?
No, I live in the same dimension as you, Mike.
No, you don't, Joseph. You live in a dimension where somebody named George Bush is a great leader, and that ain't here, pal.
Yeah. Well, we wouldn't be able to laugh about September 11th like we are if it hadn't been for his great leadership.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, I'm really enjoying.
But the main reason I called was to tell you.
Do you work as a professional comedian?
No.
You don't? You ought to try it. Because you have a very droll delivery. It's very good. You had me going there for a while. Even to the extent where I suggest you might be insane, drunk, or on drugs. But I understand now. Joseph, I'm glad you called in. It's good to get a new caller. I hope you call in again.
Can I tell you my opinion on what I originally called about?
Sure, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say that as far as the draft is concerned, I support it if that's what our country needs.
Okay. All right.
And I support President Bush.
Yeah.
And I think he's an honorable man. I don't think it's a crime family at all.
Right.
And I would serve my country even to this day
if they
called me.
Yeah.
And
what branch?
I'm proud of my service that I served.
What branch of military were you in?
I served in the Army and the Coast Guard.
Oh, what unit were you in the Army?
I was in Charlie 13-4, Fort Knox, Kentucky.
Yeah.
And in the Coast Guard, I started out in Sierra 122, and later was, of course, given my assignment on the Coast Guard cutter Chippewa.
Yeah.
And then I was assigned at Group.
You're reading this, aren't you?
Milwaukee? No, I'm not. Sure not. And then I was assigned at Coast Guard Air Station Detroit, where I did search and rescue.
Joseph, thanks for checking in, pal. I hope you call again.
Okay, sure thing, Mike.
All right, sir. You have a nice evening.
My collar blue, I like it that way. I don't hear liberals talking to me. I don't see things their way. Yeah, I'm on the right side.
To the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
I'm still kind of trying to recover from the caller. A couple of emails about this guy. Tom writes in, Tom from Marietta, Mike, my wife and I are really enjoying this caller. From Phil Bucket, Kentucky. No conservative would ever engage someone from the opposite side the way you are this person. This is what we're faced with in this country. Unbelievable. Well, Phil Bucket, Phil Pot, Ted in Jacksonville, Florida says, this guy can't be serious, can he? I really do hope that this is a regular caller yanking your chain or Kathy giving you a late April Fool's joke or something crazy. If this guy is real, his voter card needs to be ripped to shreds. From Shirley. Mike, are you sure he's calling from his home or an institution? He makes my head hurt. I really thought this guy was joking, but he sounds as if he might be related to that other guy who works in a Burger King and calls you all the time. Who was that? Who's that? What's that guy's name? David. That's right. From Reverend Debu, subject line says, so cruel. Man, you're just like a cat playing with a helpless little mouse before killing it. You're torturing this poor Joe guy. I didn't do anything, Reverend Debu. And then Al, who listens in Pensacola, Florida, he says, I can't believe this caller's ignorance. This has to be a joke. You never know anymore, do you? I would tend to think that Joe and Phil Bucket was I would tend to think that was a joke, and that was good. That was a good joke. I got to appreciate his control. You know, he was very good.
Or
that is a Limbaugh listening. Well, it used to be Bush supporter. You never know. You just never know, do you? You just never know. David is calling from Claremont, California. David, this is your first time calling, right?
It sure is. Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. You're a Democratic Underground dude.
Yeah, I post under the name David Zephyr.
David Zephyr.
And
okay.
You are so great, Mike. But I got to tell you, this guy Joe, I know you thought that he was like fooling you, but he's real.
He's real?
You're living in, I'm calling you from the land of Arnold out here.
Yeah.
Remember the movie, The Invasion of the Body Snatchers?
Oh, yeah.
These pods are all over the place. These are real people. You were laughing, and I'm laughing, but I'm telling you, Michael, this guy is real. And that is our dilemma. How do we reach these people?
I don't know.
Work.
It begs the question, do we want to reach them?
Well, I don't know, but they're slowly pushing us down into the last corners of you know, of any political discourse of this country. I mean, this guy actually believes that Iraq was tied with 9/11, but Bush is from Texas, you know.
Right. Well, that explains it all, doesn't it?
I tell you, Michael.
I don't know. I had a feeling, I don't know if it was a year ago or 10 years ago, things kind of just run together now like a watercolor left out in the rain. I'm losing it big time. But I remember having a thought. Related to what I tried to get across to this guy, I have a feeling that somebody left a door open someplace, you know, on a space-time continuum.
I heard you of the parallel universe.
Yeah, something. There's a door open. There's a draft.
Or, Michael, we slipped into their parallel universe.
Oh, jeez.
And let's look for the portal to get out.
I hope there one exists. Well, thanks, David.
Well, it's a pleasure talking to you. Keep it up.
Pleasure's all mine. Call in again.
Bye-bye.
All right, sir. Take care. Yeah, I started thinking, what if? Because look what we went from. Or look. Come on, get it right, Mike. Look what we went to. From the middle of the year 2000 to December 12th, 2000. Look what happened. Look what happened. Now, In a absolute, concrete, hands-on universe, I don't think things could go that berserk that quickly. Unless, and this is what, I don't know, I might have been high one night, who knows, but I got the impression somebody left a door, a window, a wormhole, something open, a string. You all are familiar with string theory. Something was left open, unplugged, somebody put in connected something, probably some geeked out scientist working in particle physics and quantum mechanics someplace in some lab, and he just, I don't know, he just put tab A into slot B when he shouldn't have, and there was just this little beep beep. And it's like something opened, a portal, a door, a slit, a crack, a window, a rat hole, a wormhole, something. And all of a sudden into this reality rushes whatever this is. And I started trying to test it, and I noticed that every time I turn around, it's Wednesday again. No matter what I do, it's like, damn, Kathy, it's Wednesday again. And you know, that I don't know about you, but I immediately think, well, what the hell happened to Tuesday and Monday and Sunday and Saturday and Friday and Thursday? Where'd it go? Every time I pay attention, it's Wednesday. It's Wednesday. Maybe it's always Wednesday. Whatever they've done. You know, the way out someplace in real space, not cyberspace, there is a mountain. I'll call it a mountain. I can't describe it to you. I saw it one time. It's not really a mountain, but let's call it a mountain. There's a machine on top. And it looks like one of these Rube Goldberg machines. And it spits out seconds. Time divisions. Seconds. And they look like big globs of mercury. And they go one after another. And that stream of time flows, well, everywhere. Everything's fine. Pew, pew, pew. Unless something happens and it goes like this. Pew, 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 pew. Maybe we are stuck in one of those pew poops. I don't know. But Joseph from, what was it? Phil Skellett? Phil Pot, Kentucky. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.